Cleveland's Info to Go, Wills and Snyder on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Bob France for Bill Wills, time check 7:46. Now, there's a very, very cool event and an important event coming up at Cleveland Brown Stadium. And here to tell us all about it, Natalie Leake Nelson and Annie Thomas. Annie is the beautiful wife of Browns all-pro offensive tackle Joe Thomas. And welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with you, Natalie. Remind everybody exactly what Providence House is and what they do.
Providence House is a crisis nursery that provides emergency shelter to children who are at risk of abuse or neglect. All of our children are newborn to 6 years old, and they can stay with us for up to 60 days. And while they live with us, we provide complete care to the children, but more importantly, are working with the parents to help make them safe, stable, nurturing caregivers. So we're getting them into drug treatment programs, housing, employment, mental health services. These are families that really, this is kind of the final stop, and they really love their children enough to go do the hard work to be safe parents for their kids. Our goal is to return the children home in a safe, stable situation. And over 90% of our children do go home after they've stayed at Providence House.
How are families referred to Providence House? I mean, is that something that Department of Children and Family
They're
Services
send
them to you?
People that refer, and you know, our service is free and it's voluntary, so we don't take custody of children. If we're concerned a child's not going to be safe after we've supported the family, then we call in the department and they will take the children into custody or open an investigation. But by and large, what we're seeing, we work with about 40 partners in the community, hospitals, shelters, drug treatment programs, mental health programs, and they'll recommend to mom, you know, our treatment with you is going to be much more effective if you know your children are somewhere safe. And so they'll recommend and refer, and then mom ultimately has the choice, or dad, to place the children with us. But interestingly, over half of our families, 52% of our families, self-refer. We're the first door they knock on.
That's
they heard
fantastic.
About us in their church. They heard about us from a neighbor, from another mom that used our program. And so there's a lot of trust between families in Providence House that we love their children, we respect their choice, and we're going to help them get well.
It's so sad that there are so many situations where Providence House is needed, but so good to know that you're there for those who do. Annie Thomas is with us again. And Annie, there's a big event coming up at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Yes, December 4th at 5:30. It's the Providence House 17th annual Deck the House event. And Joe and I are honorary co-chairs. And the first time that I met Natalie and we went down to the Providence House, she talked about the trust between the mother and the Providence House. And sometimes things are going on in people's lives that they have no control over. And unfortunately, the kids are the innocent bystanders in it. And you see these kids down at this house, they feel loved, they feel safe and secure. And to have a place like that for them to go for a short period of time or a long period of time, whatever their situation is, it's unbelievable, and we kind of fell in love with the organization.
So how first of all, as far as the event on December 4th, how can people attend? Is there ticket information you guys can share with us, Annie or Natalie?
Sure, they can go to provhouse.org, okay. Or they can call us at 216-651-5982. We have two ticket prices. It's a really inexpensive event. We want people to come and celebrate with us, celebrate the fact that we're the Cleveland Browns Courage House in Cleveland. And so we have a $50 ticket price for general admission. That's dinner, valet, live and silent auction, electronic bidding. I mean, awesome stuff. And then we have a ticket plus, which is a $125 ticket that comes with all of that, plus cocktails, a guest gift, and early checkout. So it's a Tuesday night. People want to race home. They can actually leave, and we'll call them the next day and let them know what they won and make arrangements for them to pick up their packages.
Yeah, such a worthy cause. And again, so that's December 4th from 5:30 to 9:30 at Cleveland Brown Stadium. And Annie Thomas and Natalie Leake Nelson, I thank you both for letting us know about this and making people aware of what Providence House does and the need for their support. And Annie, back to the fun stuff for a second here. We do just teasing a little bit about the Badgers. You are also a UW alum.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, that's where you met Joe.
Yes, Joe and I met.
How did Joe take the Buckeyes' loss last week?
Oh, not very good. He hates watching the Badgers lose. So luckily, it doesn't happen that often.
You're right. That is true.
Especially when it happens to Ohio State, it's a little shot to the gut for him. But overtime loss, it was a great game. He loves watching good college football. So it was a little easier to take that we fought so hard to the end, but it's still a bad loss.
Can you do us a favor?
Oh, no.
Ask him to give a shot to the gut of James Harrison on Sunday.
Okay.
Can we do that?
I can ask him to do
okay.
that. Okay. Yes.
And get us a victory against the Steelers on Sunday.
Yes, I hope so. It's going to be great weather, Thanksgiving weekend. I think we're feeling good. So hopefully It'll be a little vote of confidence for us.
Thank you so much, Annie. I appreciate it. And Natalie, if you could, one more time, the website is Prov House.
Prov House, P-R-O-V as in Victor, mm-hmm. House.org.
And the phone number once again for tickets?
216-651-5982.
Perfect. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.